Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers, published in 2021. This transformative book illuminates the path for women to achieve financial independence and success. It challenges readers to shed the shackles of imposter syndrome and insist on receiving the full value of their contributions. Rogers cogently argues that the capacity to earn, save, and effectively manage money has historically been withheld from women, posing a detriment not only to individual lives, but to global progress at large. Rachel Rogers, the visionary behind this movement, is not only the founder of Hello 7, a company dedicated to providing financial, business, marketing, and legal training primarily run by women, but also a seasoned professional who has offered her expertise in various prestigious roles. Throughout her career, Rogers has contributed her skills to state and federal judges, nonprofit organizations, and high-profile individuals, including Hillary Clinton. Her insights and achievements have garnered attention from leading publications such as Time, Forbes, Entrepreneur, Fast Company, and The Washington Post. We Should All Be Millionaires speaks powerfully to women who are ready to take control of their financial destinies. It is especially relevant for those aspiring to establish their own businesses, as well as any woman who has felt the sting of being undervalued in the workplace. Through Rogers' expert guidance, readers will discover actionable strategies to unlock their earning potential and secure a prosperous future. Join us as we explore how Rachel Rogers makes a compelling case for why women's economic empowerment is crucial, not just for individual success, but for the betterment of society as a whole. We Should All Be Millionaires. Change your thinking, build bank, and claim your independence. Introduction. Unlocking your financial power. The path for women to build wealth. Imagine a world where the number of women millionaires mirrors that of men. Today, the reality is starkly different, with women making up only a mere 10% of the world's millionaires. Money, as a universal symbol of power, plays a crucial role in shaping societal hierarchies and opportunities. This significant wealth gap not only affects women's ability to influence societal norms, but also hinders the journey towards authentic equality. The root of this divide stems from an ingrained sense of imposter syndrome many women face, particularly in the realm of finance. This phenomenon isn't without reason. It's the product of deeply entrenched societal structures and a history weighted with patriarchy and disempowerment. Yet, the key to dismantling these barriers lies within the empowerment of women themselves, particularly in how they perceive and manage wealth. Embarking on the journey to become a wealthy woman transcends personal gain. It's a transformative process that promises collective upliftment. Here's what this pathway entails. Firstly, it's crucial to understand the narratives women often tell themselves about money. Many women have internalized the belief that they aren't good with money, a notion that's far from the truth but notably shaped by societal narratives. Shifting this mindset starts with recognizing and dismantling these self-limiting beliefs. Secondly, setting and maintaining boundaries is fundamental for financial success. This principle applies to both personal relationships and professional settings. Strong boundaries prevent exploitation and ensure that women's time, expertise, and energy are valued appropriately. Lastly, the practice of undercharging for work is a rampant issue among women. This tendency not only devalues their labor but also perpetuates the gender wage gap. Understanding the worth of one's work and asking for fair compensation is a pivotal step towards achieving financial empowerment. In summary, transforming the landscape of female wealth and influence begins with a shift in perspective, casting off the imposter syndrome and recognizing the inherent right to ambition and financial acumen. Women's journey to financial independence is not a solitary endeavor, but a collective movement towards a more equitable world. By demanding what they are owed and building a robust wealth-building mindset, women can pave the way for not only their prosperity, but also the advancement of society as a whole. Part 1. Challenging the myths. How Women Can Rewrite Their Financial Futures. The mere mention of finances is enough to make many women recoil. The idea of discussing, let alone mastering, their financial situation is met with apprehension, and the concept of wealth seems distant, reserved for others, not for them. This mindset is deeply ingrained, stemming from a myriad of societal stories that suggest women are incapable of achieving financial independence. Indeed, the narrative most women carry is a significant barrier to their prosperity. They've been ensnared by myths that, if left unchallenged, perpetuate a cycle of financial self-doubt and inhibition. One pervasive myth is the notion that hard work alone is the gateway to wealth. This belief often originates from observing the tireless labor of parents or guardians, who, despite their efforts, barely made ends meet. This observation leads to an erroneous conclusion, that wealth comes at the cost of personal time and relationships. However, this couldn't be further from the truth. The secret to accumulating wealth lies not in exhausting oneself, but in smart investments, allowing money to grow passively through stocks, index funds, and real estate. Another myth that holds women back is the belief that they inherently lack the aptitude for financial management. This myth is so deep-seated in societal norms that it often goes unchallenged, yet reality tells a different story. Financial acumen isn't an innate trait, but a learned skill. Reinforcing this fact, research from investment firms like Fidelity has shown that women investors often outperform their male counterparts. This evidence debunks the myth of financial ineptitude and reassures women of their potential in financial arenas. Lastly, there's the dangerous notion that money isn't necessary. This narrative is, at best, wishful thinking in a capitalist society where basic necessities and quality of life improvements are intertwined with financial resources. Beyond the essentials, the freedom to enjoy life, to have time for loved ones and hobbies, is also tied to financial independence. The journey to rewriting these narratives begins with self-awareness. Recognizing whenever these myths cloud your thoughts is the first step. Once identified, actively replace these destructive beliefs with empowering affirmations. For example, counter the thought, "I'm no good with money," with, "I have the potential to be a savvy investor." Embracing this mindset shift doesn't just open the door to personal wealth. It paves the way for a future where women are equally represented in the ranks of the financially independent. It's not merely about challenging myths, it's about changing the financial destiny of women everywhere. Part 2: Embracing Self-Compassion in the Journey Towards Financial Independence. For many women, the dream of financial independence and wealth might feel like a distant, if not impossible, aspiration. But taking a moment to reflect on history provides some critical context. Women's financial oppression isn't just a tale of decades, but of centuries. Understanding this is essential, not just for historical awareness, but for nurturing self-compassion on the journey to financial empowerment. Looking back, the societal structure has predominantly seen women sidelined in matters of financial importance, with the reins firmly in the hands of powerful white men. It wasn't until the 1960s that the tide began to turn in the United States, marked by significant legislative changes such as the Equal Pay Act of 1963, aimed at abolishing wage disparity based on gender. However, even with legislative progress, the wage gap remains a significant issue, particularly for Latina, Native American, and Black women, who continue to earn considerably less than their white male counterparts. The financial disparity also extended to basic financial tools and rights. Up until the 1960s, it was unheard of for women to own bank accounts without male oversight. The transition towards financial autonomy slowly began with the Equal Credit Opportunity Act of 1974, outlawing lending discrimination based on sex. Yet, despite these advancements, the playing field is far from level. Amidst these sobering realities, it's crucial for women to practice kindness towards themselves. The societal structure has only recently shifted to afford women the basics of financial independence: access to bank accounts, credit, and the ability to build wealth without male endorsement. Historically denied the avenues to amass generational wealth, women face not only material but psychological barriers. The internalized beliefs of financial inadequacy and the daunting world of investment and savings management often stem from deep-rooted societal conditioning and disempowerment. Acknowledging this history isn't a call to despair, but a beacon for self-compassion. The nagging doubts about financial competence, the fears of economic understanding falling short, these aren't personal failings, but the legacy of a system designed to exclude. As discouraging as this might be, the narrative isn't without its victories. The past 50 years have seen remarkable strides, with women not just stepping into the realm of financial independence, but thriving as millionaires, billionaires, and leaders on the global stage. This evolution is a testament to the resilience and potential that lies within every woman. So, as you embark or continue on your path to financial sovereignty, remember to be kind to yourself. The journey is as much about unraveling centuries of imposed limitations as it is about personal growth and financial literacy. Embrace the process with the understanding that, despite the systemic barriers of the past, the future holds limitless possibilities for women willing to forge their paths in the world of wealth. Part 3. Carving out space for wealth. How prioritizing time and goals leads to prosperity. Let's envision two different scenarios, both featuring women with seemingly perfect lives, successful careers, loving families, and comfortable homes. Yet one crucial difference separates them. One is perpetually struggling with finances, while the other enjoys the freedom that comes with considerable wealth. What sets these two apart isn't luck or inheritance, but how they prioritize their time and goals. The essence of this distinction boils down to this: to unlock the door to wealth, prioritizing your objectives and how you manage your time is imperative. Take the first woman, always on the verge of financial strain. Her daily routine is a testament to her generosity and commitment to her family. She's the engine that keeps the household running, from early morning dog walks to late night homework sessions. Her life is a cycle of giving, often to the point of self-neglect, leaving no room for personal financial ambitions or even the thought of a side hustle. In her professional life, she's hesitant to advocate for herself, letting opportunities for advancement and deserved raises pass her by. Her fear of assertiveness at work mirrors her domestic life, where her desires and dreams take a back seat to the needs of others. Contrastingly, the woman living a life of abundance takes a different approach. Home responsibilities are shared equally with her partner, with both contributing to the household and parenting duties. Tasks like laundry are outsourced, freeing up her time to focus on profitable side projects or simply to relax. In her career, she knows her worth and isn't afraid to negotiate for better compensation. She sets boundaries, ensuring her workload remains manageable and commensurate with her pay. This approach to life doesn't just benefit her financially. It also imparts valuable lessons of independence and self-sufficiency to her children. The difference in their lives points to a profound truth. Personal wealth isn't merely about making money. It's about creating a life structured around achieving financial goals without sacrificing personal well-being. It's about saying no, setting boundaries, and understanding that taking time for oneself isn't selfish but essential for growth. Wealth, therefore, isn't just the accumulation of assets, but the freedom to enjoy life on your terms. Prioritizing your goals and meticulously managing your time is not only the blueprint for financial success, it's a revolutionary act of self-care that empowers you to lead a life of abundance and fulfillment. By embracing this mindset, women can shed the mantle of perpetual giver and step into a world of financial freedom and empowerment. Part 4. Mastering the art of boundary setting in your professional life. In the relentless pursuit of personal and professional fulfillment, women often find themselves bearing the brunt of both domestic and workplace tasks. This double responsibility stretches them thin, leaving little room for personal aspirations and financial advancement. However, there's a strategy that can change the game in the professional realm: setting and effectively communicating clear boundaries. This brings us to a pivotal insight. Establishing and communicating your boundaries in the workplace is essential. Imagine wrapping up your workday, ready to step out for an important engagement, only to have your boss barge in, seeking a shoulder to lean on after a challenging day. Or envision finally settling down at home to relax, and an email notification pops up, a colleague requesting an urgent review of their report due tonight. These scenarios highlight the importance of actively asserting your boundaries to protect your time and mental space. Responding to such demands with firmness is key. Informing your boss that you have prior commitments, or telling your coworker that you do not engage in work-related communications after hours, are ways to assert those boundaries. It's crucial to make these boundaries known and to steadfastly uphold them, as failure to enforce them dilutes their effectiveness and may signal to others that your time and well-being are negotiable. Many women struggle with this aspect of professional interaction due to societal expectations that traditionally emphasize compliance and helpfulness in feminine roles. Overcoming the urge to always be accommodating requires a conscious effort to put niceness aside in favor of asserting one's needs and priorities. Unfortunately, this may lead to discomfort or displeasure on the part of colleagues or superiors, but it's an essential step toward prioritizing your goals and well-being. In fact, studies conducted by institutions such as the University of Notre Dame, Cornell University, and the University of Western Ontario have documented a correlation between agreeableness and lower earnings among women. This suggests that those who dare to be less agreeable, who assert their boundaries and refuse to conform to the expectation of constant niceness, may ultimately fare better in terms of career progression and financial achievement. Therefore, setting and communicating clear boundaries in the workplace isn't merely a tool for managing your workload. It's a vital step toward reclaiming your time and charting a path toward financial empowerment and professional growth. Despite the challenges and potential pushback, the act of drawing and defending these lines can significantly impact your ability to pursue your ambitions and achieve economic independence. Part 5. Surround yourself with success. The impact of a women-led network on financial growth. Embarking on a financial journey can often feel akin to preparing for a daunting expedition up Mount Everest. Just like climbers rely on meticulous training and the guidance of seasoned Sherpas, individuals aiming for financial success also need a solid support system. A network of individuals who share their ambitions and understand the terrain. Here's a startling revelation. The people you surround yourself with have a profound impact on your financial destiny. Dr. David McClelland, a notable psychologist from Harvard, once stated that a staggering 95% of your success or failure is influenced by the company you keep. That's almost the entirety of your potential, swayed by your social circle. Imagine, simply by being in the orbit of those who are financially savvy and successful, you could absorb crucial insights and opportunities, almost as if by osmosis. Crafting a circle of like-minded, successful women is therefore not just beneficial, but essential for those aspiring to wealth and financial independence. Engaging with a network of successful individuals means access to a treasure trove of knowledge and opportunities that far surpasses what's available through conventional means like a simple Google search. It's within these circles that the most valuable investment advice, cutting-edge business strategies, and transformative personal philosophies are exchanged, all elements critical to financial growth and success. It's important to note, however, that building this network doesn't entail severing ties with long-standing friends who may not share your financial aspirations. Your support system can include those cherished relationships alongside new connections that align more closely with your economic goals. Balancing these relationships ensures a supportive environment that nurtures both personal and financial growth. Interestingly, achieving financial success doesn't necessarily depend on infiltrating networks traditionally dominated by powerful white men. The stark reality within sectors like venture capital, where a minuscule percentage of participants are women or people of color, illustrates the systemic barriers that often exist. However, this shouldn't deter you. Instead, it emphasizes the importance of forming or joining networks of women, spaces where mutual support flourishes, opportunities are shared, and success is not just a possibility, but an expectation. The takeaway here is clear. To elevate your financial game, immerse yourself in a community of successful women. This network will be your Sherpa on the economic Everest, providing guidance, support, and the collective wisdom necessary to navigate the challenges and seize the opportunities on the path to financial prosperity. Part 6. Banishing Underpricing. A step towards financial empowerment for women. Have you ever been plagued by a voice that whispers doubts and fears? A voice that tears down your confidence with thoughts like, you're not good enough, or you don't know what you're doing? Many women professionals are familiar with this inner critic, often known as imposter syndrome. It's a pervasive issue that not only sows seeds of self-doubt, but also leads to a significant consequence in the professional realm: undercharging for time and labor. This brings us to an essential realization. Many women are likely not receiving fair compensation for their efforts and expertise. Reflecting on her early career as a lawyer, the author shares a personal anecdote that highlights this disparity. She once provided comprehensive trademarking services, a task involving extensive research and communication, for just $500. Meanwhile, a male colleague offering identical services set his fee at a staggering $15,000. This dramatic difference wasn't a matter of skill or quality, but self-perception and value assessment. Upon recognizing this, the author revised her pricing strategy, aligning her fees with the true value of her services. The outcome? Her clients readily accepted the updated rates, proving that her initial underpricing was a self-imposed limitation rather than market expectation. So, how can you determine and demand what your work is truly worth? It starts with understanding and quantifying the value your contributions bring to clients or employers. Consider the impact of your work. Does it drive significant revenue, save costs, or enhance efficiencies? By calculating the tangible results of your labor, you can better articulate and justify your worth. Take, for example, the field of copywriting. Imagine you're charged with crafting a series of newsletters for a company, initially quoting a modest $1,000 for your services. However, if those newsletters generate $300,000 in new business, a fee of merely $1,000 vastly underrepresents the value you've provided. A more equitable approach would be to aim for compensation that reflects a percentage of the financial success you helped achieve, in this case, $30,000. Aligning with the 10% guideline. This principle isn't limited to freelancers or entrepreneurs. Employees too can leverage their contributions' value when negotiating raises. Highlighting your positive impact on the company's bottom line strengthens your case for increased compensation. Should your request be declined, consider exploring opportunities that recognize and reward your worth. The key takeaway? Don't undervalue yourself. Undercharging not only diminishes your financial potential, but also perpetuates the broader issue of economic inequality for women. By confidently asserting the value of your time and labor, you move closer to the financial recognition and empowerment you rightly deserve. Part 7. Elevating the world. Through women's wealth. Attaining financial success does much more than just improve your personal circumstances. It opens up a world of possibilities, not only for yourself, but also for the communities and causes you care about. At the heart of this transformation is a simple yet profound truth. When women earn more, they significantly enhance the world around them. Financial independence for women is not just about personal liberation, it's about communal upliftment. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, has illuminated how women's economic contributions and control over finances lead to remarkable strides in development. These strides are not limited to abstract economic figures, but translate into tangible benefits: reduced poverty, narrowed inequalities, and notable improvements in children's health and education. Essentially, when women command financial resources, the ripple effects are felt far and wide, enhancing the quality of life for entire communities. Women's approach to wealth also sets them apart. An impressive 90% of what working women earn is reinvested into their families and communities. This statistic starkly contrasts with the 35% attributed to their male counterparts, showcasing an inherent tendency among women to nurture and foster growth around them. Moreover, substantial wealth in the hands of women doesn't just contribute to communal welfare, it becomes a powerful tool for societal change. For those passionate about causes like environmental conservation, social justice, or healthcare, financial resources amplify their ability to make a difference. Monetary support can catalyze initiatives, fund research, and aid recovery efforts on scales unimaginable through activism alone. Consider the impact of influential figures like Beyoncé, who leverages her wealth to support communities struck by natural disasters or to stand up for social justice causes. Her actions demonstrate how financial power can transform goodwill into actionable change, surpassing the limitations of traditional advocacy. Yet, amidst this discussion on the broader implications of women's wealth, it's essential to recognize the disproportionate contributions women already make to society. Beyond financial donations, they consistently outmatch men in unpaid labor, dedicating more hours to household duties, caregiving, and maintaining a professional career. It's a testament to the multifaceted ways in which women contribute to the welfare of their communities, even before considering the impact of their financial success. Therefore, as women journey towards economic independence and wealth, it's crucial to acknowledge that their success holds the key to a better world. It's a reminder that financial empowerment is not just a personal achievement, but a communal responsibility, one that women, given the chance, are exceptionally equipped to fulfill. So, when you find yourself on the path to financial freedom, remember that your success is a beacon of hope and a catalyst for change, both for you and for the world at large. Final summary. The cornerstone of financial empowerment and success for women rests on dismantling the self-limiting beliefs and social constructs that have historically hindered their financial growth. These mental barriers, rooted in centuries of societal disempowerment and patriarchal structures, often manifest as imposter syndrome, significantly affecting women's confidence in their financial acumen and leading to a tendency to undervalue their services. Another significant challenge women face stems from traditional expectations surrounding their roles within the household and the workplace. Most often, women are tasked with the bulk of domestic responsibilities and are expected to provide emotional support at work, which can encroach upon the time and energy they could otherwise invest in their personal and financial development. Setting and strictly maintaining boundaries is crucial in safeguarding women's time and mental well-being, enabling them to pursue their financial goals more vigorously. It's about asserting one's value in professional environments and demanding fair compensation for one's labor and expertise. Successfully navigating these challenges can lead to profound personal growth and financial independence for women. However, the implications extend far beyond individual success. When women achieve financial prosperity, they wield the power to effect positive change within their communities and the broader world. Women's wealth creation is often directly linked to societal development, including reduced poverty levels, enhanced educational opportunities for children, and improved health outcomes. By embracing their worth, demanding fair compensation, and overcoming societal barriers, women can transform their financial narratives. This journey towards financial empowerment is not merely about personal gains, but about fostering a more equitable and thriving world for all. In essence, the path to financial success for women involves rewriting the narratives that have long confined them, setting firm boundaries to protect their time and well-being, and recognizing the profound impact their wealth can have on the world. This isn't just a call to financial action, it's a movement towards global betterment. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.